Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Yud Aleph. We left off on the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Beis. We are at the very last few words, Mantan Lahadatan Rabbanan. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously by proud Talmidim of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, in appreciation for the yeshiva endowing me with the Abraham Arbisfeld Chair at the upcoming virtual Reitz dinner. It's also sponsored by Ari and Rachi Mirzoff, Lili Nishmas, Shendel Basrav Yosef, whose yard site is today. And it's also sponsored by Benji Israel, who I think I see on the Zoom, for a successful surgery and subsequent enforcement Shlema for Max Sherard, Mayor Yaakov Ben Sara Mushla, who is undergoing significant surgery today, Shavu Refuah, Refuah Shlema, Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael, and we thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So Yuma Daf Yud Aleph is a famous daf because it is the daf where we learn much of Hilchos Mezuzah in Shas. Comes from Yuma Daf Yud Aleph. So we're going to talk, it starts because the discussion Mezuzah starts because we were discussing the Lishchas Parhedrin and whether that's Chayiv in Mezuzah. And why it is that we don't put a mezuzah on the that we put a mezuzah on the Lishchas Parhedrin, that people shouldn't think that it's a that it's a Beis HaAsurin, that it's a jail, even though technically it's Pater. And then the Gemara is going to get into what about Sha'arim, gates of a city, and how often we have to check a mezuzah, and what about storage rooms, and what about rooms where women change their clothing, and what about bathhouses, and what about a place that's not miyuchah Ladiro, or a place that's not asur l'kavod. What about arched doorways? What would the dimensions of an arched doorway be in order to be chayiv in mezuzah? A beis hakneses, whether a shul is metame. Then at the very end, once we talk about a beis hakneses and mezuzah, we're going to talk about whether a shul is metame b'negoim. We just learned in this past week's parsha about tzara'as, and there's a type of tzara'as that never ever happens, called according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, never happens, never will happen. Called Nige Batim. Is a shul subject to Nige Batim, to Tzara'as of the home? So the large majority of the daf is all about Hilchos Mezuzah. So let's begin on the last few words of the page on Daf Yudam Beis. Mantan Lahadatan Rabbanan. Who's the author of the following brisa that tells us that Kol Hashorim Shoyusham Lohei VeMezuzah, all of the gates that they had in the Azara did not have a Mezuzah, Chutz Misharni Kinar, except for the Sharni Kinar, which was on the eastern side of the Azara, that had a Mezuzah, because that leads into the Lishchas Parhedrin, which is Chayiv in a Mezuzah. So any gateway that's on the way in to the Lishchas Parhedrin is also going to be Chayiv in Mezuzah. So Leima Rabbanan, that must be following the Shita of the Rabbanan, who holds that the Lishchas Parhedrin is Chayiv in Mezuzah Meikar Adin, and therefore they were gozer to be Mechayiv in the Sharni Kanar that leads toward the Lishchas Parhedrin. Velo Rabbi Yehuda, but it can't be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda, he goof. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole reason Lishchas Parhedrin needs a mezuzah on its own in the first place is only because it's of a gezeira that people are going to say otherwise, that the Kohen Gadol is chavash beis asurin, that he's somehow in jail or something like that. So we're going to go and we're going to make a gezeira l'gezeira, and we're going to be mechayiv sharni kenar and mezuzah a gezeira because of the lishcha that's further in. We don't make a gezeira l'gezeira because of other chiyuv that itself is a gezeira. Meaning that the pasuk tells us ushmarta mishmarti, and not a mishmaris l'mishmarti, that we are, that the rabbanon have an obligation to protect the laws of the Torah. But the Gemara darshens and Maseches Yevamah Mustaf Chaf Aleph asu mishmaris l'mishmarti, that you're supposed to make a mishmaris to the Torah, but not a mishmaris l'mishmaris, not a mishmaris to those mishmaros of the Torah. The Chacham are authorized to make siyagim, to make dinim d'rabbanon, but not a siyag on top of these. So we would not make a gzeira l'gzeira. So if you hold that the Lishchas Parhedrin itself is only mishum gzeira, that people are going to say the Kohen Gadol is in the Beis HaAsurim, so we wouldn't make a gzeira on the gate that leads into it, on the Sharni Kanar. Says Marno, I feel the same Rabbi Yehuda. The Braisa can even be going like Rabbi Yehuda. And the chiyuv of the Shar and Mezuzah is not an additional gzeira. Kulachad gzeira hi. It's all considered part of one gzeira. The Chamor goes to Mechayiv and Mezuzah in the Lishchas Parhedrin and the gate that leads into it, in order that people shouldn't say that the Kohen Gadol is Chavish Beis HaSurim, meaning the whole thing is that people shouldn't say that the Kohen Gadol is Chavish Beis HaSurim, because since everyone knows that even the Shar that's outside of a Bayis is Chayiv in Mezuzah, and they're going to think that Shar Nikanar is like any other Shar Chatzeros, if there's not going to be a Mezuzah there, they're going to say, just by looking at that Shar, oh, whatever Bayis this leads into must not really be chayiv in mezuzah, and it must be because it's a jail, and the kohen gadol is chavish beis asurim. So it's all part of that same gzeira. Tan Rabban. So once we mentioned this brisa, the Gemara brings another brisa that talks about the chiv mezuzah on sha'arim in general. So the brisa tells us, the Torah teaches us in Parshas Veschanan, b'sha'arecha echad shari batim ve'echad shari in kriyashma, echad shari batim ve'echad shari chatzeros ve'echad shari medinos. That b'sha'arecha or chayiv in mezuzah, that includes the sha'arim of batim, the sha'arim of chatzeros, and the sha'arim of medinos ve'echad shari yaros, and even the gates that lead into cities. So yesh ben chavas mitzvah lemakom. There is a chiyuv, it's an unusual phrasing, but chavas mitzvah lemakom, there's a chiyuv to place a mezuzah on it. In the Sefer Siach Yitzchak, he explains, what's an unusual phrase? Just say chavas mezuzah. What do you mean chavas mitzvah lemakom? Of course, every mitzvah that we do is a mitzvah lemakom. So he explains that in a person's own personal house, he's always going to be makbid to be koveh a mezuzah, because mezuzah has a protective nature to it as well. That mezuzah has a skula to be able to protect a home. So in a person's own home, of course he's going to put up a mezuzah. So the Brisa tells me that the ikur kviyas mezuzah is not only for your own hana'a, that you should be protected. It's a chovah mishum mitzvah samakom. So we dafka want to emphasize that this is a mitzvah samakom. So you should be koveya mezuzah even when it's not about your protection. It's the shari chatzeros and medinos. It's not your own home which you would normally put a security system on, because mezuzah is not only a security system, it's a mitzvah samakom. Shum shenemar, because the pasuk says uchsavtam al mezuzas beisecha uvisharecha lashon rabim, sounds like kol shar v'shar, sounds like each and every gate that you have. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel understands. So Yishanim writes that these sha'arim are all nisraber from the fact that it says b'sha'arecha twice in the parasha of Shema and in the parasha of Vahayim Shemoa. And based on that, the Eben Shlomo explains why did the Tana mention uvisharecha at the beginning of the brisa and then again at the end of the brisa? Right? How did the brisa go? Tana Rabban bisharecha echasharibatuvisharchaseres, and then at the end mishumsharbisharzamuzusbisecha uvisharecha. Why do you have to say the pasuk twice? You have to say uvisharecha twice. No, because that's the whole point, that we're quoting two different psukim, and that's how we know that all of these different sha'arim. It's because the Torah says it twice. Rov rishonim, the Ritva quotes from Rashi, Tos Yishanim, other rishonim say that the chiv mezuzah on shari chaseros and Shari Ayaros and Shari Medinos is a chiyuv min haTorah, meaning with the Gemara is darshening it from a pasuk over here. However, the Ritva, even though he quotes that shita from Rashi, himself, he personally disagrees. And the Ritva writes that it's only a chiyuv midrabanan, and this pasuk is an asmachta. This is l'shitaso, where he writes in Makos and Avchav, that whenever you have mishum shenemar, it sounds like it's only an iser derabanan. That when we say shenemar, so that indicates a din d'oraisa. Whenever we say Mishum Shenemar, that indicates a din midrabanan, where the pasuk is only used as an asmachta. That's what we've pointed out. Rav Sternbach writes in the Tshuva, and that little Hinni Muchan that we say, or the Shem Yichud, for those who say the Shem Yichud, that people say right before Sfiras HaOmer, Rav Sternbach points out that if you say it the way it's printed in the Siddur, it could be it's a violation of Bal Tosef, because the halacha is, the Rambam writes in Uchas Mamrim, that a person is not allowed to say about a din derabanan that it's a din d'oraisa, that itself is considered Bal Tosef, to think that a din d'rabanan is a din d'oraisa. So the Ravid asks on the Rambam, Menuchas Mamrim, what are you talking about? Every asmachta is that. It's that we take a din d'rabanan and we pretend and make believe that it's a din d'oraisa. So that's not how the Rambam understands asmachta. He understands that asmachta is a mnemonic, it's an easy way to remember the din, but it's not that we're lying about the din and we're claiming that it's a din d'oraisa. But when one actually takes a din d'rabanan and indicates that it's not d'rabanan, that it's d'oraisa, that's Bal Tosef. That was the chet, that's what caused the chet of Adam Arishon, right? That Adam made a geder, a siag, that you're not even allowed to touch the eight, but he made it sound like that was the din midaraisa from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then when shoved against the eight, they saw that nothing, when the Nachash shoved Chav against the eight, saw that nothing happened. Oh, nothing happened. Must be that there's no such inyan of not eating from the Eitz Hadas. No, because you have to be careful. That which is the Din Rabbanan is only Rabbanan. That which is Doraisa is Doraisa. So Rav Sternbach points out that when you say the Hinni Muchan before Sfiras Omer, and most Sidurim, it's printed that a Hinni Muchan was in the Kai Mitzvah Sfiras Omer, Kamosha Kasa B'Torah, that I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah as it says in the Torah. But we pass Sefiras Omer b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanan, that Sefiras Omer is not the Oraisa b'zman hazeh. That's why many of the Achronim understand a person, mitzvah saint Tzrichas Kavana, you could be Yotze even without Kavana. That's why we have that halacha. If someone asks you what night of Sefira it is tonight, you're not supposed to say, even though you're not having Kavana the mitzvah, because on mitzvah Rabbanan, mitzvah saint Tzrichas Kavana, we pass in Sefiras Omer is a mitzvah mid Rabbanan. So how can you say, Hini Muchim Zun, Kai mitzvah shal Sefiras Omer k'moshe kasa b'Torah? So if Shurmach recommends altering the nusach, that you should say, Hini Muchim Zun, Kai mitzvah shal Sefiras Omer, Mishum Shenemar. Mishum Shenemar, and then you say the psukim. Mishum Shenemar, so why does that help? Mishum Shenemar sounds like it's quoting a pasuk. No, based on that ritva, that the phrase Mishum Shenemar is an indication that what we're dealing with is a dinda rabbanon, not in fact a dinda oraisa. And that's the ritva l'shitas over here. That's why the ritva says this whole din of requiring the sha'arim in a mezuzah is only a din midrabbanon, not a dinda oraisa. So now, once we discuss the shari ayaros or chayiv mezuzah, so Gemara discusses a situation where we're not koveya mezuzah and shari ayir. Amleya by the Rav Safra, hani abuli de mechuzah. These gates of the city of mechuzah, my time loved the rabbanon mezuzah. Why didn't the rabbanon see to it that there should be a mezuzah? Meaning, look, the gate of New York City is not going to have a mezuzah because most of the residents of New York City are, there is no gate, but most of the residents of New York City are non-Jews. But in Mechuzah, most of the residents of the city were Jews, and therefore it should be chayv mezuzah. So Amalei, hanu chizik la'akra dekuvi yuda avidi, that these gates weren't really meant as an entranceway. They were meant just to be mechazik that which was built on top of it. Meaning, apparently, structurally, if you build archways, that which is built on top of the archways is more structurally sound, is more solid. So that's why they built these entranceways, not to be an entranceway. They built them just Zuke Tikra, and anything that's only meant for structural purposes does not have a full din of a Tzuras HaPesach to be Chayv and Mezuzah. That's the Shaila you have a lot of times in front porches. You know, that for design purposes, they'll have a whole bunch of, in camp we have like that, that there are these beams every 5 feet or so, there's a beam that goes floor to ceiling. So is that, so like in one of the buildings to go in Camp Kaylee, if all of those beams so they all make a Tzuras HaPesach from one to the other. Each one is like a 5 foot doorway. So one building should require 20 mezuzahs all around. So I remember we asked Rav Willig, what do we do over here? So he thought that it's not chayiv mezuzah. I mean, it's very clear that that's there just for the structural integrity of the building. It's not meant to create an image or a look of a Tzuras HaPesach. It's just meant for the structural integrity. But sometimes on your front porch, you know, you have the front porch is held up enough with other poles, and then they'll make one right where, you know, where the railing ends, right where you're gonna walk in. That might be chayiv in mezuzah, because that might be just for the look, to give it a look of a Tzuras HaPesach as you're on your way in. I remember someone in the neighborhood invited Rav Avram Shor to put up his mezuzahs in his house. So to put up the first mezuzah in his house. So I didn't tell him that he probably has internet in the house. Rav Avram Shor holds the whole house as a base, as a din base. Like he say, if there's internet in the house, so I didn't say. I kept quiet. But they, so he goes to the entranceway by the porch. He said, should we put a mezuzah here? So I said, oh, you're the Rav, you know. So he said, no, you're the Maradasha. So that was a little uncomfortable, you know. But he was clearly indicating that yes, we should put a mezuzah in that place. So anyway, Amal Abayi, the Akra Dukuvi Gufati Bayi Mezuzah. The Akra Dukuvi itself, meaning the residence that they're building where the shomrim would stay above these archways, that itself requires a mezuzah. The ispa dira the shomer beis hasurin, because it was a place of dira for the people who watch over the jail. The tiny beis haknesses yishbo beis dira lechazna knesses chayvus b'mezuzah. Just like a beis haknesses is technically part of a mezuzah, but if there's a little apartment for the shamish, for the person who takes care of the shul and he lives there, so then that's chayiv in mezuzah. So the gemara explains based on that we reject Rav Safra and we explain it differently. Ela amar Abaye, the reason they were not koveya the mezuzah in shari Mechuzah is Mishum Sakana. They were afraid that the non-Jews are going to assume that they're engaged in some sort of kishuf, and that would be a sakana for the Jewish community. Titania, because the Brisa tells us, Mezuzah Siachad Nivdekes Pamayim B'Shavua. A mezuzah of an individually owned mezuzah is chayiv to be checked twice every 7 years. V'shalrabim Pamayim B'Yovel. And Shalrabim is chayiv to be checked twice every 50 years. Now, why did the Gemara say that in such a strange way? Why not say it's supposed to be checked once every 3.5 years, right? Meaning, what, you're going to say it's got to be checked 4 times every 14 years. That's a weird way to just say it's got to be checked every 3.5 years, and Shel Rabim has to be checked once every 25 years. So I always thought the Pashup Shah was, and I'm sure somebody says it, is that you don't have to be so exact to check it exactly every 3.5 years. Meaning sometimes people have a practice that they check the mezuzahs dafka in Chodesh Elul. So you could do 3 years later in Chodesh Elul, and then 4 years later in Chodesh Elul. It doesn't have to be imamish every 3.5 years. But I saw one of the Acharim suggest that this is actually Chayav Adam Lomar Belashon Ketzara, that you're supposed to teach things Belashon Ketzara, and this is actually the shortest way to say it. Because if you were to say Pam Be'esrim B'chamesh Shana, so that's much longer than Pamayim B'Yovel. Pamayim B'Yovel is just two words. So it's the quickest way to say it, Pamayim B'Shvur, Pamayim B'Yovel, even though in a Chinami, it really means once every 3.5 years or once every 7 years. There was the Bar Tavin Echad Sheyibodik Mezuzah B'Shukha Elyon Shel Tzipori. There was a sofer who would check the mezuzahs in the Shukha Elyon of Tzipori, Umetzok Kastor Echad, and a certain officer found him and accused him of being involved in Kishuf, V'Nathan Manuel of Zuz, and they fined him 1,000 zuz for doing that. That's what you have in the Gemara in Pesachim Dav Chesam Beis, that according to Plemo, you don't check for chametz in the walls in the city, in the walls that are between Yisrael Lagai, between a Jew's property and non-Jew's property, because they're going to say that he's Osek Shafim, he's involved in some sort of Kishuf. Now, Mezuzah Rabim is checked twice every 25 years, whereas mezuzah yachid only twice every 7 years. Why the discrepancy? Is there a greater likelihood that a mezuzah yachid is going to become possible than that of a mezuzah rabim? So Rashi explains, no, it's just because whenever there's something that needs to get done by the rabim, it's hard, it just doesn't get done. Meaning in our own homes, we know that we're responsible, so we take care of it. But who's responsible to take care of things in the shul? Who's responsible to take care of things that are more public things? So that's, oh, this one thinks that one is, that one thinks that one's in charge. So it never actually gets done. So we can't impose extra restrictions. So Tosi Shadim asks, so what's the shaykhus between that and this story of Arbatin, that they accused him of Kishuf and the din of Bedikas Mezuzah? What does Bedikas Mezuzah have to do with this story? So in the Sefer Siach Yitzchak, he explains that according to Rashi, Rabbi Yudah is being Mechadish, that B'makom Sakana, you don't have to be Bodek, even Pamayim B'Yovel, because the Bedika itself is only a din Midrabanan. Checking Mezuzah is only a din Midrabanan. So you don't have to do it in the Makom Sakana, even with that level of infrequency. The Tos Yishanim explains that a mezuzah rabim is checked twice in a Yovel, because if you were to check it constantly, it would be a Sakana. So that's why the Brisa brings this Maisa to show why it is that we have to, that when mezuzah rabim is checked so infrequently, because otherwise, if we were to check it more frequently, it would be a Sakana. So the same idea, just taken in two different directions, either explaining why we have the din of Pamayim B'Yovel, or explaining that the din of Pamayim B'Yovel is not always necessary if it otherwise would lead to Sakana. The Metzius is that most of the time when you get a mezuzah checked and you find a psul in the mezuzah, if it's certainly an indoor mezuzah, most of the time the psul is a psul that was there always. It was most of the time it's not a psul that happened, but there's a din midrabanan that we're supposed to check the mezuzahs every once in a while. So some of the achronim have a chiddush that maybe that doesn't apply as much nowadays because we live in climate-controlled environments and the likelihood of mezuzah being possible when it's very safely double wrapped in the case is very, very low. But nevertheless, I think the practice is that people check the mezuzahs every once in a while. And anyway, a lot of times people miss, meaning even if you've had it checked in the past, sometimes the sofer just missed something and there it was a psul that was there the whole time and you're going to want to know about that psul as well. So anyway, so ask the Gemara, Vamra Blazer Shluchim Misraim Nizokin, how is it that you're going to get into trouble by checking your mezuzahs? I thought Shluchim Misraim Nizokin, so mezuzahs shouldn't cause you any hezek. Say Hechad Kviya Hezekah Shainiz. No, when there's a hezek kavua, where then it's a different story. Shluchim Misraim Nizokin is under normal circumstances, but in a case that's very likely to lead to sakana, then even Shluchim Mitzvah can be hurt by doing the mitzvah. So the Gemara adds, how do I know that there's a hezekavua, even shluchim mitzvah are going to be nizak? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says that when Hashem told Shmuel to go to Beis Lechem and anoint David as king in place of Shaul, vayomer Shmuel. Shmuel says, eicheleich v'shama Shaul v'hargani. How can I go? Shaul's going to hear about this and he's going to kill me. Vayomer Hashem eglas bakar tikach biyadech v'amart lizbach l'Hashem basi. Hashem didn't say, ah, you're a shliach mitzvah. I'm sending you, and that's all you need. Hashem gave him a whole excuse. Bring an animal, say, when they ask you where you're going, say that you're bringing a carbon. What does he need the whole excuse? Yishluch mitzvah. That should have been the answer. Nothing's going to happen to you. Elamai, you see that when it's Shchiyah Chazeka, and certainly it's Shchiyah Chazeka in a case where the Melech is going to be upset, and you're going to be viewed as a Mari B'malchus, so then it's a different story. That's one of the rayas, though, that the Rambam brings in Shmona Prakim, that a Navi doesn't have to be perfect in his bitachon, because he says, you see, that Shmuel was not perfect in his bitachon because he asked Hashem, "What's going to happen?" Shamashol v'hargani. So it's in the Chesed Avram and the bottom and the commentary and the Rambam, the Shmona Prakim says it's very strange that the Rambam brings out as a raya that a navi doesn't have to be perfect in his bitachon in order to be a navi. The Gemara asks why he was concerned, why he was nervous, and the Gemara says because that's the halacha that you're supposed to be nervous. So that's a kasha the Achronim work on. Tani Rav Kana Kamed Rav Yehuda Beis Hatavon Beis Habakar Beis Eitzim. All of these storage facilities, Pturman and Mezuzah, Mipnei, Shanashim Neos Ben. Really, they should have been Chayiv and Mezuzah, but they're Pater from Mezuzah because women are Neosos in them. My Neosos, what does Neosos mean? Rochzos. Since they double as a bathhouse, so that's why they're Pater from Mezuzah, because it's a Tashma Shal Ganai that goes on in these areas. So Amalei reviewed the time of the Rochzos, Astama Chayav, and it sounds like it's only Pater from Mezuzah because women bathe in them, but regular storage facilities, L'chara Shabicha, it sounds like you're saying you're chayiv in mezuzah. Aye, but v'atanya Rev is bakar p'tum in mezuzah. But didn't you say a Rev is bakar where women do not bathe is potter from mezuzah? So based on that, Rav Yehuda rejects Rav Kahana and he explains neosos differently. Elamai neosos miskashdos. No, neosos doesn't mean bathe. Neosos means they get all dressed up. They put on all their fragrances, their besamim v'achi katani. And what the Bryce is trying to tell me is that a beis hatavon, a beis habakar, all these storage facilities are patur from mezuzah, even if women don't bathe in them, because they're not miyuchad l'diras adam. Afal pi shanashim miskashdos ben peturin. And even though women use them for a type of dira, you know, activity, being miskashet, that's what people do in their homes. So you might think that that gives it a sense of dira. No, even so, it's patur. So that's the question. When we say nashim neosos ben, is that more of a reason to be mechayev, or is it more of a reason to patur? The first version was that it's more of a reason to pater, because it's really the storage facility should be chayiv, but because they bathe, it's going to be pater. The second way we're saying it, the way Rav Yehuda says it, is that no, it's more of a reason to be mechayiv, but afal pikein, we're not going to be mechayiv because the storage facility is pater. So I'm like Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana says to Rav Yehuda, "Visha nashim miskashos ben peturin." Is that true that if nashim are miskashos ben, that's pater? Va'atanya Rav is bakar peturin mezuzah. Visha nashim miskashos ben chayiv is ben mezuzah. We have a third brisa that says that a Revis Bakar is normally Pater, but if women are miskashtos in it, then it's going to be Chayiv. So that brisa, so said the previous brisa, that Pater to Beis HaBakar, even though women are miskashtos ben. So which is it? Ella Mayisach Lememar. So what are you going to say in order to be miyashiv? That miskashtos tanoihi. That when you have a Beis HaBakar, that women are miskashtos, then that's a machlokas tanoim, and the shitos are reflected in these two different brisos. So, if that's the case, you could even say like the Shita that Neosos means Rochzos. We asked but Stam Revis Bakar is Patrim and Mezuzah L'didinami Stam Atanayi. So my Shita also works, meaning even if I say that Neosos means Rochzos, and what did you ask on me? That how can you say that because women bathe in there that it's Patrim and Mezuzah sounds like normally a Beis HaBakar, normally a storage facility is Chayiv and Mezuzah. There's another Bryce that says that a Revis Bakar is Pater from Mezuzah? Yeah, okay, so you have two different prices, say two different things about storage facilities. It's Machlokas Tanaim. So just like according to you, it's a Machlokas Tanaim, according to me, it's a Machlokas Tanaim. But then there's a fourth brisa, which is explicit that it's a Machlokas Tanaim. D'Tanya, we have a Baisa that tells us Pesecha, it says Al Mezuzos Pesecha, since it doesn't say Bayistam, so it sounds like Beischa Miuchadach, it has to be Pesecha, it has to be your house, it has to be a place for Dira, Prat LeBeisetev, LeBeisBarak, LeBeisEitzim, LeBeisOtzaros, Shepturminam, as opposed to all of these storage facilities that are Pater from Mezuzah. V'yesh Mechayvin, and the Baisa itself quotes, and some say that these places are all Chayv. Be'emes Amru, the Halacha is that Be'emes always means that there's no one that disagrees. Rashi in Mesech B'Metziah Daf Samach points out Be'emes Amru means that the clear halacha where there is no machlokas. In the Yerushalmi, it says Kol Makom Shana Be'emes is halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai. That's the Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayos that whenever you have halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai, there's never a cholik, that there's never any machlokas about halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai. So Be'emes Amru means there's no cholik, which often is an expression that's used to describe halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai also, because that's part of the nature of halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai, is that there's no cholik. So be'emes amru besa kisei besa borski besa merchatu besa tvila v'shanashim neosvem p'tur min ha-mezuzah, that all of these places that tan, where they tan hides, which has a very terrible smell, or a bathroom obviously has a terrible smell, or a bathhouse which is not a tashmish al kavod, or a place where they go to the where people are undressed for mikveh, or a place where women are neosvem, all these places are pata from mezuzah. So the Gemara explains this brisa in two different ways, according to Rav Kana and according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Kana metaris tamei. Rav Kana will explain the shita so. Rav Yehuda metaris tamei, and Rav Yehuda will explain the shita so. Rav Kana metaris tamei that the machlokas tanaim is about a refes stam, and he explains as follows: beisecha beischa miyuchadach, that it has to be your home that's chayiv in mezuzah. Prat lebeisatavnul beisabakrul beisaitzul beisaotzros shepturim in a mezuzah bestam. All of these storage facilities, even if nobody bathes there, they're just stam storage facilities, but from mezuzah. V'yeshem mechayvos bestam, but some don't have this drasha of beisecha, and therefore they're mechayiv stam storage facility. But one thing everybody agrees to is be'emes amru beisakisi beisaborski beisamerchos beisatvila v'shanashim neilsus ben that my neilsus rochzos p'tur min mezuzah. That if you have a place that's a tashmishel bizayon, that's for sure pater from mezuzah. So according to Rav Kana, it turns out that a beis habakar and a beis hateven and a place where women if women are rochets there, it's patul chaladeos. But bestam, when women don't bathe in these storage facilities, that's a machlokas tanaim. So asumar ihachi, if that's the case, that neosos means that they bathe there, and therefore beis hateven and bakar are pater, hainu merchat. So isn't that the same as a bathhouse? Meaning, why would it say it twice? You're going to tell me about a beis habakar, beis hateven, beis hotzros that women bathe in. Isn't that exactly the same din as a bathhouse? So says Mar, no. Ashmin merchatz the rabbi, ashmin merchatz the yachid. The Tana tells me beis hamerchatz. Beis hamerchatz means that it's open to the public, that it's a beis hamerchatz for the public. And we also wanted to, the Tana also wants to tell me about a beis bakar that women happen to be to bathe in. That's only for their own private usage. So not to distinguish between them. The Brisa wants to tell us both of those halachas. The sal kadai techamina. Because I had the Tana not said both of them, I would have thought that we should not pater a merchatz because it's based on the reason that it's not kavod shemayim to be kaveh mezuzah, only because it's not asui lekavod. Because a merchatz, meaning I would have thought that had the Tana not told me both of them, I would have thought that we shouldn't pater merchatz based on the reason that it's not kavod shemayim to be kaveh mezuzah there, only because it's not a dira that's asui lekavod. So merchatz the rabbi, the nafesh zuame, that's true of a merchatz the rabbi, where it's not asui lekavod because there's so much zuama. Aval merchatz yachid lo nafesh zuame, but when there's not so much steam and zuama and smelliness in a private clean bathhouse, emel lechayv mezuzah. I might think it should be chayv mezuzah. Kamash malan. That's why the Tana tells me that even a merchatz shel yachid is pater, even though there's not so much zuama, because it's not kavod shemayim to be kaveh mezuzah in a place where women bathe. So that's how Rav Kahana understands the brisa. Rabbi Yehuda mitaris tameh, and Rabbi Yehuda explains the brisa l'shita so that the whole machlokas is only about a refes that nashim are miskashtos ba. V'hachi katani, and here's how to read the brisa: beischa beischa miyuchadach, your own private house is chayiv mezuzah. Prat lebeis hateven lebeis habakar lebeis haetzim lebeis hatzaros shepturim from mezuzah v'afilu miskashtos, that all of these storage facilities are patur from mezuzah even if women are miskashet b'hem, even if women put on their perfumes in them. V'yesh mechayvin v'miskashtos. But some people hold that they're chayvin mezuzah if women put their perfumes in them, because that's already a dira type of tashmish. Aval stam, but a regular base of heaven, base of bakar, where women are not miskashet, divrei akol butter. Everyone would agree that's butter. But emes amru, and all agree that a base of kisei, base of borski, base of merchas, base of tvila, aval pisha nashim miskashtos, but p'turim in a mezuzah. If you have a place that's smelly, you have a bathroom, you have a tanning facility or something, even if women also put on their makeup in the bathroom, but it's a bathroom. So that's patur mezuzah mishum d'nafesh zuame, because that is a smelly place, and that's somewhere that's not covered to have a mezuzah in such a place. So now the Gemara asks on Rav Yehuda from a fifth brisa. Ul Rav Yehuda stama divrei akal patur. You're going to say that according to Rav Yehuda, a regular base bakar, a regular storage facility or a base bakar, a place where cattle stays, is patur. Vatanya, but don't we have a brisa that tells us bisha arecha echachari batim echachari chaseres vechachari medinas vechachari ayaros virefes vilulin umitban vaotzos yayin vaotzos shemin chayavin b'mezuzah. That included on the list of different types of places that are chayav b'mezuzah is a refes. So how can you review to tell me that a refes stam is a base habakar, stam is part of a mezuzah? Here you have explicitly it says a refes, which is a base habakar, is chayav b'mezuzah. So the Brisa says yachol shanimar ba'af. You might think that we should include also base shara chadro marpeses, that a base shara, a small guard booth in front of the gate of the chatzer that everyone walks by, or the achsadra, the hallway that's covered with a ceiling in front of a bayis, and a marpeses, a porch that's built in front of a bayis, tamalomer. So that's why the pasuk says bayis ma bayis miyuchad ledira yatzueli shein miyuchad ledira. It's got to be a place that's miyuchad ledira, so that's chayv mezuzah, as opposed to these places that are only meant as a passageway. They're only meant to walk through, but they're not miyuchad ledira. They're not, meaning that their porches didn't have like a bench where you would sit and spend time. It was just a place to walk right through. So that's not called miyuchad ledira. So yachal shani marba af beis hakisei beis borski beis merchas beis tefila. I might have thought to include even all of these places that do not have tashmish. Cover that goes on in there. Tamadomar bias. Ma bias ha'asu the kavod. Avkal ha'asu the kavod. Yatsuel shein asu the kavod. That only the only places that are going to be chayv mezuzah are places that's asu the kavod. These places are not asu the kavod. Borsiki has a very bad smell. Beis hakisei beis merchatz have a lot of zuama. Beis hatvila doesn't have so much zuama, but it's not considered. I'll say the cover because people are undressed there. So yachal shanimar ba'af harabayis aval l'shachos v'azaros. So I might think that the harabayis and the l'shachos and the azaros all require mezuzah because that's a tashmishal kavod. So tamalomar bayis ma bayis shulchal af kol shulchal. Another qualification that it has to be a place that's designated for mundane purposes like regular living. Yatzuelu shein kodesh, as opposed to the harabayis, the l'shachos, and the azaros, which are kodesh. But at the beginning of the Brisa, we saw Kasha and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds Stam Refes is Pater Lekaladeos, and the Brisa says that Stam Refes Bakar is Chayiv Mezuzah. So Tiyufta. So meaning even though we mentioned the whole rest of the Brisa along the way, it's the beginning of the Brisa that in fact points us to a Tiyufta against Rav Yehuda. So what we saw over here is that you're only Chayiv Mezuzah when the room is Miyuchad Adira, when it's Asui Lekavod, and when it's Chol. Right? Those are the three qualifications that we had, that it's meant the dira, it's a respectable dira, it's not like a beis hakisei, and it's chol, it's not kodesh. So those are the three qualifications that the Brisa taught us derech agav, once it already showed me about the beis habakar being against Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara discusses a number of types of gates that are part from mezuzah. Tanya of Shmuel bar Yehuda kamei de Rava, shisha sha'arim peturim min mezuzah. There are six gates that are part from mezuzah, and they are beis hateven, beis habakar, Base Eitzim, Base Otsaros, Shari Amade, Vishar Sheino Makura, Vishar Sheino Gavah Asara. So those seven are the six gates that are part of mezuzah. So I'm lay, Patakta Bashish, Sakta Bashiva. What do you mean? You just said that there are six. You gave a number. You didn't have to give a number. You gave a number, and then you listed seven items. So you said six, and then you listed seven. I'm lay, Shara Made Tanayihi. That the Shara Made is Machlokas Tanayim, and when we gave the number, we were giving a number of items that are not subject to Machlokas, but Eino Chinami, one of these is subject to machlokas. Titanya, because the Brisa tells us as follows: Kippa, if you have an arched doorway, Rameir mechayiv mezuzah v'cham poter. Rameir says mechayiv mezuzah v'cham say poter. V'shavin shem yesh baragla asara, that they all agree though that if it's ten tefachim of straight doorposts from the ground, and then it only arches toward the top, shechayav mezuzah. Everyone agrees in such a case that it's going to be chayiv mezuzah. So if it starts off with ten tefachim of a doorpost and then it arches afterwards, that's for sure chayiv mezuzah. So Amar Rabbi Dukuli Alma Gavah Asar Ve'im Baragla Shlosha. Everyone agrees that if it's ten tefachim off the ground and you don't have three tefachim of height of the wall, it right away within three tefachim of the ground, it starts to arch, and it becomes narrower than four tefachim wide as soon as it's within three tefachim of the ground. So lav kumi, everyone agrees that that's definitely not a doorway. Inami, or also everyone agrees yesh baragla shlosha, if there before it starts to arch, you have three tefachim ve'ena gvar asara, but it doesn't ever get to ten tefachim high. So then v'lav klumhi. Then everyone agrees that's also not a shar. Lo nechlaku ella, the whole machlokas is begavoa asara, it's ten tefachim high off the ground, the doorway, v'yesh baragla shlosha, and it has three tefachim before it starts to arch, and at the base it's four tefachim wide. At the very bottom it's four tefachim wide, but ve'ein b'rechava arba'a, but as it narrows, it gets to less than four tefachim wide. So before it gets to ten tefachim of height, it narrows to less than four tefachim wide, even though on the ground level, at the very bottom of it, the bottom three tefachim are four tefachim wide. V'yesh malachu klashim ala arba'a. And if you were to square it out, you would have a ten tefach high doorway that's four tefachim wide. That's where you have machlokas. Rameir sabr chokin lahashem, Rabban sabri ein chokin lahashem. Rameir says, we use our imagination, and we pretend as if it were hollowed out to follow a ten tefach height of four tefachim wide. Whereas the Rabbanan say, no, don't use your imagination. When it gets to ten tefachim of height, you don't have four tefachim of width. Memela, it's not a doorway. The dimensions of a doorway are ten tefachim high and four tefachim wide, which is very tiny, by the way. It would be a very tiny doorway, ten tefachim high and four tefachim wide. So now you have even tinier because it's arched and you're going to be chokin l'hashlim. So Rabbanan say, no, we're not chokin l'hashlim. Now the Gemara brings the braisa that goes through different batim that are chayev mezuzah. Tan Rabban, beis haknesses, beis isha, beis hashutafin, chayeves b'mezuzah. So it says, pshita, all these dinim are pashut. Why would I be mechalik? Why would I patter them from mezuzah? So Gemara says, no, ma'u detema, beisecha v'lo beisa. I might have thought beisecha we should darshan and not a beis haisha. Beisecha v'lo batehem. And not a place that's owned by multiple people, by shutfim. So kamash malan, that's why Tana wants to tell me that even those are chayiv in mezuzah. Ve'imachinami, but maybe that taka should be the drasha that a beis knes beis isha beis shutfim should be part from mezuzah. No, amar krah, because the pasuk says that l'man yirbu yimechem yimei b'nechem hani bo chayiv hani lo bo chayiv. Why do you think that only these people want life and the other people don't want life? Women and shutfim and people who come to shul are also want to live. So that's also chayiv in mezuzah because it has the special school of l'man yirbu yimechem. So ela. So then, if that's the case, that we shouldn't be mema'et these batim from the lashon of beisecha, why do we have such a lashon of beisecha? Why not just say bayis kidarava? No, that teaches me, beisecha teaches me another din about where to put the mezuzah, which side of the doorway. Damarava derech biyascha, the side from which you enter the house. V'chiyakarin ishkare, and when a person picks up his feet to move, diyamina akabreshe, picks up his right foot first. So that's the Rishonim point out, and a left-footed person would not put the mezuzah on the left side. This is saying that since that's what the rove society does, is not one of those things that changes if a person is a lefty. Tiny idach beis haknes beis shul beis isha mitam b'negayim. Another brisa tells us that all of these places are subject to tumas tzara'as. So pshita, of course, they're subject to mezuzah. Why wouldn't they be there? A bias. No, ma'u detema. I might have thought to say that since by nega the pasuk says uba asher lo habayis, the person who owns owns the house is going to come and he's going to tell the Kohen what his problem is. So I might have thought, lo velo la, that it's only for a man, not for a woman. And I would have thought, lo velo lahen, and it's not a place that's for rabim. So like a Beis HaKnesset or Beis HaShutfim, which is a place of the rabim, kamash mula. And that's why the Tana comes to tell me, don't make that drasha. A Beis HaIsha, Beis HaKnesset, Beis HaShutfim are also mitame bin negayim. Ve'im ha'chinami, but that sounds like a good drasha. Why not make that drasha? Amakra bebeis eretz achuzaschem, because the pasuk says bebeis eretz achuzaschem. So once it says achuzaschem b'loshon rabim, so it sounds like even a bias that belongs to the rabim could be metami b'negayim. So we see that when it says the loshon of lo, it's lav dafka. It means even if a beis eish or a bias that's for the rabim el lo lamali. So what do I do with the loshon of lo? Mishem yachid beis lo sheinu rotz lahashil kelev va'omer she'ein lo hakadosh baruch hu mefarsim mokshim fanas beis. So prat l'mashal kelev la'acherim, that if a person is stingy about lending out his kelim, because he always claims when people want to borrow things and he doesn't have anything, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a neged saras on his house, so he's going to have to empty out all the contents of his house, and the whole world is going to see everything that he had the entire time. Okay, Bez Hashem will begin with Ubei Success Mimetame tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Have a great day. Thank you, Rabbi.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. Have a good day.